I'm here with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report called Managing Early Departures from the Scottish Public Sector. John, what is this report about?
Well, this report looks at the Scottish public sector's use of early retirement and voluntary redundancy, which are collectively known as early departure schemes or early release schemes. We've taken information and some examples of current practices from the annual accounts of public bodies to build a picture across Scotland, and our report also provides a guide and a reminder of good practice in managing and reporting on schemes.
So what have you found?
Between 2010 and 2012, almost 14,000 employees at public bodies took exit packages. That's about one in every 40 people who work in the public sector in Scotland, and the total cost of this was more than £550 million. Now, such schemes can provide significant savings to public bodies once the initial outlay of departure packages is recovered. And we found that Scotland's public bodies are generally following good practice. But we found striking differences between schemes and a marked inconsistency in the level of information disclosed about costs and the expected savings. So we believe public bodies need to do more to demonstrate value for money. Organisations also need to be clearer about the costs and the benefit of schemes.
You refer to striking differences between schemes and in the time periods public bodies are using to calculate the so-called payback from them. But why does this matter?
Well, the payback period is the length of time it takes an organisation to recover the costs incurred from staff leaving with early departure packages, be that voluntary redundancy or early retirement, each of which can have different cost consequences. The projected payback period is an important factor in considering whether this will provide value for money, because it gives councillors and board members a quick and understandable measure of how soon that initial outlay will be recovered. Generally, the shorter the payback period, the less risk that savings will not be realised. This, however, is not always the case, and organisations may have specific reasons for approving schemes that will take longer to deliver savings. That's for individual bodies to determine as appropriate to their circumstances. But it's worth stressing that the longer the projected payback period, the higher the risk that those savings won't be fully realised due to unexpected events or factors such as inflation or restructuring and such like.
You ask for public bodies to pay more attention to early departure arrangements for senior managers. Why is that? Is there a big problem with this?
What we say in the report is that board members and councillors at public bodies need to ensure that they are properly scrutinising early departure schemes and particularly exit packages and arrangements for senior managers. It's important to point out, though, that we did not find any evidence of inappropriate practices, so we are not saying that there is a particular problem here. However, we found only limited evidence that the early departure arrangements for senior managers were being routinely scrutinised and authorised by councillors or board members, and this leaves deals for senior managers open to questions. Our opinion is that all senior management early departure arrangements should be authorised independently by councillors or board members.
So what do you want to see happen?
Well, our report aims to provide a reminder of the principles of good practice in managing early departures. And we provide a list of these principles and go through them in detail in our report. In particular, we encourage public bodies to make sure that the schemes are clear, well-designed and meet business needs, ensure the schemes provide value for money, report openly in annual accounts on the costs and the savings, and more closely scrutinise severance packages for senior executives.
Thank you very much.